Never in a million years, Raven, did I think I would watch a presidential debate and tell my daughter to go to bed. I don't want her to watch it. Can you imagine? I was like, what is happening? Are we living in make-believe world right now?
One thing is for sure, I ain't never seen anything like that before.
Right? But,
and I'll tell you right now, like my wife said to me yesterday about 5, 6 o'clock, she goes, I don't think I've ever wanted to watch a debate before in my life.
Uh-huh.
She's like, and I'm not sure that anything would change my mind whatsoever going into the election anyways. She said, but I kind of want to watch this one.
Well, yeah.
We literally wrapped up early the stuff that we were doing so that we could be in bed to watch it. And it did not, I mean, it came right out of the gate crazy.
See, but it aggravates me. So one of my biggest pet peeves, and Raven, obviously, you know this, is talking over one another. And it's actually one of the hardest parts about being on the radio is like you have to be really conscious of that. And it makes me crazy. So the fact that like, I couldn't even hear what they were saying
because
it was just
lot.
Shouting over each other. I was like, okay. I went to bed at 10 o'clock. I didn't even stay up for the last half hour.
Yeah, I went to bed at 10, too. I couldn't do it. I mean, I've never seen major networks do pregame for debate before.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, it was an hour long
on
most networks where they were just talking about what was coming up.
Yep.
And then when they jumped right into it, it was a mess. One thing's for sure, it doesn't matter which side you're on. Those guys, if you put them in a playground, they're scrapping around in the mud.
At one point, they are
rolling around in the mud, biting each other's ankles, grabbing and pulling each other's hair. It's going to be messy.
I couldn't quite understand because they were talking over each other, but I thought that Biden told him, like, let's go outside and settle this when he told him that he was dumb and graduated at the bottom of his class.
It was amazing.
The
next election has got to be straight WWE, right? Like, one of the guys will climb up the ropes in the corner of the debate room and then drop an elbow on the podium. It's just absolutely crazy.
But you want to know what? It made me sad. So, because I was like, I wanted to hear what each of them had to say, you know?
Sure.
And I don't actually know if I learned anything.
I don't know
night.
Where it puts us at for the next one, too. Like, I mean, that's the thing. But I got to tell you, the next one, if it wasn't already this one, probably the biggest ratings there's ever been on a debate, I'm guessing. I mean, that was just straight nuts.
Yeah.
Nuts! Nuts!
You want to know who I want to see debate, to be honest?
Who's that?
I'm ready for Kamala and the other one, Pence, to go at it because I want to see the two of them. I think that we might actually be able to hear something.
It won't live up to the hype of that one, though.
Well, that's
know.
For sure.
Right. It was nuts.
Oh, Raven, you're a clown.
You shut up. You shut up, man?
Will you shut up, man?
Will you shut up, man?
I felt like we were in the studio when he said that. I was like, what? Yeah. We have to be really contentious and really angry at each other. Can we do that?
I mean, feels like second nature.
All right, clown. It's Anna and Raven. We're having our own debate right now.
If you do that all morning, we're going to have a real problem.
Our moderator for this debate is Melissa Sheketoff. She's a radio news personality and TV person. She's going to be asking the questions. Melissa, take it away.
First question here is, does pineapple belong on pizza? So let's start with you, Anna. You are looking at me, so Anna.
No, that's dumb. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard. Pineapple does not belong on pizza. It's sacrilegious and makes people sad inside. Every time I see pineapple on pizza, I die a little.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, that was really graphic. And what about you, Raven?
What is your fear of pizza with pineapple? It's just a sweet, tangy alternative. You know, yours is not the role to tell other people what pizza should be. This is the land of the free. And if people want their pizza to be tangy and sweet, well, that's how I want them to have it, Melissa. Who am I to tell them anything? In their home, enjoy pizza as you will.
I think time's up, Melissa.
Yeah, I was going to say, is there a time limit on all these questions?
Yeah, like when he starts talking too long.
Gotcha. You're really passionate, though. I love the passion. That's
yeah.
really great.
Yeah, you're supposed to be neutral. Let me remind you how a debate works.
I liked things that you said, and I like things that...
Next question,
so next
please,
one.
Moderator.
So could Jack have fit on the door with Rose? That's a great question. Raven, why don't you start this time?
Well, let's start with the fact that, you know what? Jack was a fool. He was a fool to go ahead and make sure that everybody else on the ship was safe before he was. All that time running around, all that thing with the diamond with Billy Zane, just build a raft. There was plenty of wood floating around that ship when it went down. We all saw it. Build a raft, Jack.
Okay. Well, you kind of dodged the question, but go on. And
America builds rafts.
Anna?
You think Jack deserved to die? You think he gave his love and everything and then he deserved to die after being on the Titanic? Rose did have room. She said, I'll never let go. And then what does she immediately do, Raven? Say it.
I mean, you're not supposed to be able to ask me questions in a debate.
She immediately lets go. She says, I'll never let go, and then she lets go. And you want to know what? She didn't even hesitate. So, of course, it was room on the raft. Do I think she wanted him dead? Yes. Do I think there should have been a thorough investigation? Yes. Wow. Did any of those things happen? Nope.
Yeah.
If no. I may okay. just respond, I'll say this, is that Americans understand buoyancy,
yep,
and we could have made a raft.
Yep.
Ingenuity. American ingenuity would have gave us a raft.
To be fair,
we would have all made it.
Neither of you answered the question. How does toilet paper go on the holder? Like, on top or underneath?
It clearly rolls from the top. That is the way a person of civilization would do it.
Why?
Here's the thing. Why now, moist wipes are also where we've gone to. And again, I just want to recall American ingenuity. We've come up with these great concepts for the future. You know where they use wipes, Melissa? In space, all right? Because it's the best way to clean up with things.
Right.
Paper, it's kind of yesteryear. But I want you to enjoy it the way that you always have and the way that you love and the way that we, good God-fearing Americans, have come to realize is the right way. And that is rolling from the top.
For the record, I don't even know if I went to you first, but that was a really great answer. Anna, how would you respond?
What Raven has failed to mention, as it's been pointed out several times in the past through phone calls and, I believe, an op-ed piece in the New York Times, wipes are killing our oceans. And what Raven doesn't want me to point out here is that clearly he doesn't care about climate change, because when he takes the wipes, he flushes them down the toilet. Even if they say flushable, it's not true. So by him saying using wipes over toilet paper is superior, what he's saying is he doesn't care about America or your children's future.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
And what you heard her say was,
excuse me,
I'm a hippie socialist.
Wow, that's intense. But does it go over or under for you, Anna?
It doesn't really matter. As long as I can get it to use it to wipe, I'm happy.
She won't answer. She won't answer.
You really want to run for president. That's
release the tax records.
Okay.
Well, yeah. There you go.
Remember when debates used to be like, when there was an insult at a debate, a presidential debate, you were like, oh, snap.
Right.
Snap. He said that.
Things used to be more civilized just in general, right?
Right.
I mean, they would give each other the time to speak. They would go ahead and say their thing. And even though it was an insult, it was also a little bit tongue-in-cheek, usually.
Right.
A little bit of a joke. I mean, there's been some exceptions over the years, but we could take a look at some of the great moments, if you'd like, from debate insults.
It's Anna and Raven.
How about Ronald Reagan, Walter Mondale, 1984, talking to Ronald Reagan about being so old up there?
I will not make age an issue of this campaign. I am not going to exploit my opponent's youth and inexperience.
That was an insult back in the day.
But it was so classy, you didn't even know. You're like, why is everybody laughing?
Reagan was 73, of course, a master with his acting background of handling a crowd. Very good at that. Walter Mondale, slick hair, also older, but gave him the nod and said, oh, that's funny,
that
Mr.
was a good one.
Right. Things a little bit more chilly, though, in the VP debate in 1988. Nobody can forget Lloyd Benson takes Dan Quayle to school.
Senator, I served with Jack Kennedy. I knew Jack Kennedy. Jack Kennedy was a friend of mine. Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy.
Oh! That and potato effectively ended Dan Quayle's career.
It's true.
I mean, that is really it. That's what happened to him. A terrible thing.
And you know, it's like a snap right at him, but you almost don't even see it coming. You're like, oh, that was hurtful.
We're talking about his youthful age and lack of experience. And the fact is that, you know, he was pointing out that, hey, Jack Kennedy had this much experience when he was president. But if you had more experience, you would have seen that hit coming
right before
you set yourself up for it, Dan Quayle. And then Sarah Palin. With Joe Biden happening in 2008, the VP debate, after he set off and rattled off a bunch of stats, here's what she had to say.
I say it ain't so, Joe. There you go again, pointing backwards again, though. You prefaced your whole comment with the Bush administration. Now, doggone it, let's look ahead and tell Americans what we have to plan to do for them in the future.
I mean, the whole part of it reads like a song.
Doggone
the first
it.
Part of it, say it ain't so,
it
Joe.
Ain't so,
there
Joe.
You go again.
I never thought I would say this in a million years. But I miss Sarah Palin.
You'd love to have her back.
Oh, man.
Love to have her back at this point.
The Tina Fey version of her is so much better. Last night, insults, a little bit different.
Yeah, yeah. Things definitely had a different sound and a different feel to it.
Not so highbrow. Let's start with Trump.
So you said you went to Delaware State, but you forgot the name of your college. You didn't go to Delaware State. You graduated either the lowest or almost the lowest in your class. Don't ever use the word smart with me.
He called him dumb. He straight called him dumb.
Yeah, as soon as that happened, I immediately texted Anna and said, don't ever use the word smart with me, Zap. Never, ever, ever.
But Biden, no, he wasn't going to back down last night.
You were a senator.
You're
and
the worst
way,
president
vice...
America has ever had. Hey, come Joe, on.
I mean, that's like a direct
kind of cuts to the bone.
How do you go from... You ain't no Jack Kennedy.
Right.
To all of a sudden be like, you're the worst president the United States has ever had.
One of the ones that amazed me was when the president was just saying, nobody cares, Joe. Nobody cares. Right. He just kept repeating it over and over because that is fourth grade. It's not good.
Yep.
But it is effective. It will drive you insane if somebody keeps going, nobody cares.
But this,
nobody cares.
This insult can't be veiled. Like, there's no way to veil this or make it sound highbrow.
Let me hear it.
You get the final word, Mr.
Well, it's hard to get any word in with this clown.
Right. It's like, oh, it makes you cringe. When you listen to the other ones, you're like, oh, okay. You have to, like, use your high brain to figure it out.
Yeah.
But that one, you're like, no, he just called him a clown.
You know who loved it?
Who?
Russia!
Oh, yeah.
Russia loved it, Anna Zapp.
He may have.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. It's Anna and Raven. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. You could always call or text 1-800-330-9999. If you pre-gamed the debate like it was a tailgate, like you were getting ready for the Super Bowl and got your Doritos out and were drinking beers in your front yard.
Did you see the law and the different drinking games that were on there?
That's it was all I amazing. Need to know about you.
I looked at the list. I was like, how is Law and Order not on here? Because that is going to be the defining moment. There was a span of about 30 seconds where they said Law and Order basically like 8 times. I was like, oh, it's game over.
Right.
Game over. I was like, everybody's drunk now.
Somebody just took 6 shots every time he said Law and Order.
Like, can you imagine being with a group of your friends? How do you keep up?
One of my neighbors had this. They were in their backyard. They were all, they had the flags flying.
Nice.
They were drinking. I giggled a little bit. And then I was like, well, I mean, it's going to be entertaining.
They're engaged.
It did not disappoint. It was certainly entertaining, if anything.
It lived up to that and then some. It was nuts. It did. It felt a bit like wrestling or a college game day TV show, something like that. Windy out there, a bit messy out there today. Why is it the same neighbors always never learn the lesson to tie things down or put them inside? Every single time it's windy, if I pull out, I see the same people's trash cans, the same people's kiddies' pools, the same lawn chairs across the street on somebody else's yard. Like, how many times do we have to repeat this?
It's I actually am concerned about my Halloween decorations. I as soon as my daughter wakes up, I want to make sure that she
serious winds out there.
Yeah.
I know you got all your creepy dolls going out on the lawn. I hope none of them are swimming this morning.
I accidentally... I have creepy dolls right now. Like, I bought porcelain dolls, and I accidentally hammered one of the heads off.
Oh, you can't do
that. So I super glued it back on.
It's
and
almost
now
better
I'm
that way, though, right?
Yeah, I know, but I feel like I don't want them to be possessed and be upset, so I super glued it. But now I don't know if it's going to be able to hold up to the winds.
Duct tape, man. That's the way to go.
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
Yeah, if you make a right turn on red at 5 miles an hour with traffic barreling down on you, that's all I need to know about you.
Why do people cut you off and then go so slow? It doesn't make sense
exactly.
to me.
It doesn't make sense to me either. That drives me nuts.
100% agreed.
Anna and Raven, that's all I need to know about you.
If I get in an elevator and you're in an elevator and I say good morning and you look down instead of saying good morning, that's all I need to know about you.
Yeah, I want to hit that person with something, if I could just be honest. Not something hard, but something like, you know.
A pillow? Now you want a pillow fight.
Yeah, just in back of the head. Like our parents used to do back in the day.
Right.
Back in the head, boom.
Like if I had a sock, not full of quarters, but just maybe...
Other socks.
Heavier socks, right. Other socks in there, right. I just give you a wonk, and I'd be like, you know.
1-800-330-9999. If you want to call in too, all you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. I don't know a lot about being a presidential moderator during a debate. I do know what it's like to lose control during an interview.
Sure, that happens.
And it's a terrible, terrible feeling, that's for sure. It's Anna and Raven. Chris Wallace last night, Fox News anchor, was the moderator for the first presidential debate, and he had his hands full.
Yeah.
Let's start with this.
Of Obamacare, I got rid of it.
I'd like
and
you to,
we will protect
Mr.
people.
President,
with
I'm the moderator
conditions.
Of this debate, and I would like you to let me ask my question, and then you can answer
Go
your
ahead.
Question.
First of all, I guess I'm debating you, not him, but that's okay. I'm not surprised.
I mean, I felt like that was such a mom moment for me because it's like, I am your mother and I can tell you what to do whenever I need to.
Trying to separate the kids, but the kids still don't listen.
It's about you. That's what we're talking about.
All right, that's the end of the segment. We're moving on.
He didn't take them.
Well, Vice President, no.
Can I be honest? It's a very important
question. Try to be honest.
No,
the answer to the question is no.
No, you cannot have extra dessert tonight. I have told you 7 times. Did you finish your homework?
Yeah. There were naughty kids last night. Naughty kid.
Gentlemen, I hate to raise my voice, but it seems to be, why should I be different than the two of you? But I think that the country would be better served if we allowed both people to speak with fewer interruptions. I'm appealing to you, sir, to do that.
I mean, he doesn't even know what to do.
Wallace is just flabbergasted. One guy, you think that the other one is going back to his corner, and then he throws another jab in there right at the end, and the other guy keeps coming.
So we started thinking about it. We're like, what are the most stressful jobs in America? Now, would you rather have had that job,
mm-hmm.
or would you rather be Chris Wallace last night and be the moderator?
Okay.
Number 3 most stressful job in America is event coordinator, like somebody that does weddings and things like that. We got to deal with a lot of high-pressure situations.
That's right.
Brides
you got
and grooms.
Families. Yep. You got emotions are running high. There's the person who vicariously wants to take over the wedding. Of course, if you've got a difficult couple or one that's very detail-oriented, there's many things to remember, and every one of them is different. You're doing it different than the last time, so you can't make a mistake.
Who would you rather be, the event coordinator or Chris Wallace last night?
Oh, I live for coordinating events. I absolutely love that. I'm in my element at that, so I love that.
I'll be Chris Wallace last night because I'll be honest, an angry bride is the most terrifying
thing. Light your
thing.
Face on fire.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's true.
Right. If you ruin her special day that she's been dreaming about since she was 3.5 years old, like, you may not survive that.
It's like standing in the doorway of Firestarter.
I'd rather be Chris Wallace.
Okay.
Number 2 most stressful job, airline pilot.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got everybody's life in your hands. But now, don't they say that they just kind of drive themselves? Don't they say that?
One word for you.
What?
Sully.
I'm just...
Sully.
That's right.
Right.
Well, he was amazing. If you get him on the phone, he'll help talk me down.
Number 1 most stressful job in America, enlisted military personnel. Would you rather be Chris Wallace or enlisted military personnel?
I mean, anything where somebody can be shooting at me, and that's like the norm and expected for it to happen, on top of it taking orders from somebody else. I don't do very well with authority. You know that.
Right.
So I'm going to go with Chris Wallace on that one for me.
Me too. He never had to get out of his seat. He was like very comfortable the whole time.
That's right. And if you're in the military, there's definitely going to be some barbed wire you're going to climb under.
Not a lot of couches.
Right. And then when they're like, we got to get this stuff loaded on the plane, like there's no coffee break. Like, you're doing what they told you to do.
All I have to say is Judge Marilyn Million, Judge Judy, that's who we need for the next moderator. That's who we need up there. Your car broke down and you were stranded. 1-800-330-9999. Where did you get stranded? It's Anna and Raven. This just happened to Raven the other day.
Oh, man, it stunk, too. And it was the worst time. It's always the worst timing when your car breaks down, right? So I'm driving home on Friday. It's a gorgeous day. Of course, you've got plenty of things that you want to do, plenty of things that you need to get done. And then my car dies on the side of the road and died for good, actually. It actually exploded. So that's what happened with my vehicle. It's over. So I was stranded at a rest stop. At first, just a grassy patch on the side of the road. And it's a busy highway. I did that 2 or 3 times. But it's not the worst time I've ever been stranded. But it wasn't fun. That's for sure.
Yeah. The only time I ever got stranded was we were on our way to Ocean City, Maryland. It's our annual trip.
Yeah.
And we packed up the car, and I had the car like for about a year at that point, and it was always fine. I never had an issue in my life with it. And we were driving down, and we get right underneath the GW.
Oh, boy.
Literally underneath it. It's like we're like, you know, you have to get on all the highways and
right.
all that.
And you have about 8 feet to fit your car through, right?
Right. And the car starts making these noises. My husband's driving, and he's like, I hear him pushing the gas, and it's going.
That's what I did too. Press harder.
Right. And all of a sudden, the car just dies. It just dies. And I've got the kids are in the back. We're loaded up with like beach chairs and everything.
And you
want to
be there so bad.
I'm so
right.
excited because it's vacation day. It's
right.
early in the morning, and now it's traffic, and we're stuck there. And I'm like, all right, I guess we got to call AAA.
I remember this. You were on the phone because we had just left the studio a short time before.
Yep. And the worst part about all of it was that it was right outside of a psychiatric hospital, which is fine. Like, there's nothing wrong
with
that.
They have fences, right? There's somebody at the door.
No, there's no fences.
Well, there should probably be a fence.
It's a hospital.
Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, but we had to go to the bathroom. Like, she had to go to the bathroom, my daughter. So I was like, all right. So I tell Paul, I'm like, bring her in to go to the bathroom. I'm like, just explain the situation.
Because you figure it's a hospital. You'll be able to walk in. There should be a lobby and a bathroom, huh? What happened?
He brought her up to the children's floor.
Right.
Now, he says he did it by accident. I don't understand how you do this by accident.
If you want to feel good, go to a children's psych ward.
It was the most unbelievable day of my life. We had to get towed all the way back home,
right,
repacked the car, and left again with the other car at 9 o'clock that night. It was the longest day of my life.
Yeah, getting stranded is never any fun. I once got on a wrong bus in Cancun and ended up in the rural desert at about midnight, but that bus still ran. The driver just said his shift was over and parked it right there on the side of the road, by the way. That's how they do it in Mexico.
Okay.
It's kind of not the same thing, but kind of the same thing.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Where did you get stranded?
It's like all about car troubles. Where did you get stranded? 1-800-330-9999.
Santa and Raven. Raven got stranded on Friday's car broke down on the side of the road.
Absolutely miserable. Beautiful day. Best day of the last 2 weeks, really, at that point. Hot in the afternoon, too. And of course, I'm on the side of the road, just stranded there. Can't go anywhere. Can't even get out of the car without getting hit.
I got stranded under the GW, literally underneath it, like trying to like merge over there into the, it was awful. Outside of a psychiatric hospital, no doubt.
It's never fun.
Where did you get stranded? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
On the Taconic Parkway on Sunday night.
And that parkway is dark.
Yes, and I couldn't get all the way off the road.
Yep.
Then we had to get towed off and left at a diner. Then we had to find a motel, get a taxi for the night. It was a mess.
That is a lot of stuff. You have to get a hotel because you're stranded in the
Sounds like a Steve Martin movie.
That was about 2 hours.
Oh, it's awful. Man. Yeah, thank you for the call. I mean, you have to get a hotel. That's a bad situation.
Right. And yeah. You know, by that point, it's 3 a.m. So you're paying like an exorbitant amount of money to be there for 3 hours.
Oh, I hope the diner had cheese fries and gravy. And on Raven, where'd you get stranded?
On the Fourth Avenue Expressway heading to the Bronx. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's the worst when the road is thin and everybody comes around those Jersey barrier turns and they're doing 1,000 miles per hour. It's the worst.
Well, they had that boat parking area. I had my mother-in-law and angriest ex-wife in the world to follow me. Every breakdown in my company car on a weekend, it was a disaster.
It sounds terrible.
Right. What makes it worse is who you break down.
Right.
You almost want to be by yourself at that point. your crazy ex-wife. Yeah. That's a nightmare. You're right.
And her mother.
She was crazy. And her mother is trying to calm her down. And she's the angry face that just keeps on escalating. She's a welded metal with her face.
Thanks for the call.
And on Raven, where'd you get stranded?
One time me and a friend of mine went to New York City and we got stranded. His car died and we got stranded in the middle of the city.
Oh.
Yeah.
But at least there's a lot of options. At that point, I'd be like, listen, we're going to give up on this car. We're going to go to the bar. And then eventually we're going to have to figure out what to do.
But you can't walk away from it because if you don't go to the city often, you just don't know whether or not it's going to be there when you come back, whether or not they're going to tow it or whatever. And then you feel like you'll never see your car again. You got to sleep next to that car.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Where did you get stranded?
I had just had the Thanksgiving from hell. My mother-in-law, she drank too much and basically just laid into me that I don't contribute enough because I'm a stay-at-home mom and that I need to do more for my family. And it was this huge scene. We go outside to leave with the kids and our car won't start. So now we have to unload the kids, trek back into the house after all this drama. You know, eventually we got towed. My father-in-law brought us home, but it was a nightmare.
Imagine you make a big scene in front of you're fighting and it's all family holiday drama. You storm out of there, head held high. And then your car don't start.
I'm not going back in there no matter what. No matter what.
Just sitting out on the doorstep.
Especially mother-in-law. I'd tell my spouse right then. I'd be like, nope. I'm not going back in there. So you figure this out.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Where did you get stranded?
I got stuck in the GW. Like right in the middle of it. I couldn't get out of the car. Traffic started backing up immediately. And then I just felt like such a loser when the Port Authority had to show up and tow me. It's like a walk of shame, except I'm just stuck in my car.
Yeah. And you're just praying they get there the fastest they've ever gotten there.
Right.
Like, it's just soon as everybody is behind you, you feel the weight of being that terrible person on you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah.
Because you've been the person behind that stuck car so many times.
Oh, yeah, and you're screaming at him. Screaming at him like, whose car breaks down?
Right, you're honking on the horn. Six cars back. You don't know what's going on. You're like, is it an accident? What is it? Is it construction?
Hate that guy.
Just ran out of gas. Oh.
I never felt so much shame.
You put the face on evil, man. You did it.
I am 40 years old, and I still call my dad if I get a flat tire or anything happens on the side of the road and I need help with my car.
I mean, that works if you're within a certain amount of distance, right? Or he gives you the advice, but sometimes you're just stranded there and you can't do anything about it.
It's Anna and Raven. My husband always says, like, why do you call daddy? Like, why don't you call me? And I'm like, I don't know. It's something I've been doing since I was 16 years old. Raven got stranded on Friday on the side of the road. His car broke down. We're talking about, where did you get stranded?
Yeah, that wasn't even the worst time. That, I actually made it to a rest stop that point. I was on the parkway, so it was tight quarters there, but I was able to get to somewhere that was relatively safe. I'll tell you, one time I got stranded, it was like 1994. First road trip, I'm going to California. Supposed to have a partner riding with me. They told me the night before they weren't making it. I was mad. I was getting on the road anyways. 3,300 miles to drive, right? Trailer on the back of the car, all that stuff. Full tank of gas. Fell asleep on the side of the highway because it was storming out, snow, all that. Just had to pull over there. And, of course, fell asleep because it was cold with the heat on. Woke up, ran out of gas.
Oh.
Yeah. And here's the thing. I'm on a highway that I fell asleep on in the middle of the dark. I have no idea where I am. There's no iPhones yet at this point. I had to walk like a mile and a half to an exit, and I just hopped a guardrail to get over there, and then I couldn't even tell people where I was.
Because you didn't know where you were.
I felt like I was in Back to the Future. Right. People looked at me like I was insane. I thought the cops were going to come.
Ugh. It's the worst when you get stranded, because it's like you feel so helpless. We asked on our Facebook page, where did you get stranded? Dan wrote, and the LIE, 9 months pregnant. That was always my fear.
What a nightmare.
Being pregnant and being stuck somewhere and not knowing what to do. Let's see. Rosanna wrote, car overheated on the ramp of the GW Bridge going to the West Side Highway. I was 20 on the way to meet my boyfriend in Manhattan. Thankfully, a nice man stopped and put water in my radiator. That's another thing, too, is like, for a woman, like when you get stuck.
Sure.
And then somebody pulls over, like your first reaction is like, are they going to help me or are they going to kill me?
Right, I always tell you, like, I feel terrible. I drive by most of the time. If I see a woman on the side of the road, unless, you know, I'm just like, I don't want to pull up and have her think that I'm a creep.
Right.
I just call 911 and say, listen, there's a car on the side of the road.
Yep. 1-800-330-9999. Tana and Raven, where'd you get stranded?
Years ago, pre-cell phone, I got stranded in the FDR Drive in New York.
Oh, that's bad.
And I managed to get into the, it was bad, and I managed to get into the little service way and sit there. But what I didn't realize was there was a crowd forming above me. They were waiting for me to walk away so they could strip my car.
Oh, my God. That is awful.
Don't leave, man.
Yeah, no, you don't.
Don't leave.
On the FDR, you never leave your car.
I sat there for 2 hours until an exorbitantly expensive tow truck took me out.
Right. Annie and Raven, where'd you get stranded?
Hey, I was getting on the Block Island Ferry with my pickup truck with a bunch of guys who work on Block Island. And I got to the ferry late, and they were mad. And they rearranged all the trucks on ferry so they could fit me on the ferry. So they got me on. I was on the end. Everything was good. And they said, when we get to Block Island, get in this truck and get this truck out of the way. That's the first thing I want out of the way. I said, no problem. When we got to Block Island, they pulled up to the gate. I jotted my truck, and it went click, 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 and it wouldn't start.
Oh, my God. You blocked everybody on the ferry.
They were not happy.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Terrible.
Not happy.
At that point, everybody there just picks up your car and throws it overboard.
Right. It's making me sweat just thinking about it.
Where'd you get stranded? Let us know on our Facebook page. Search Anna and Raven.
Serious candidates. The biggest issues facing America. The most important election of all time. Blah, blah, blah. It's time to translate the debate. With Anna and Raven.
That's right. These debates go on a lot of times. They're arguing about things, and whatever they're saying is going right over your head. We step in, and we translate it for you.
Let's be honest. A lot of times, they're pretty sleepy, too. But that wasn't the case last night, and there was a lot of doublespeak. Sometimes, you just got to be able to cut through it.
Yeah, you're right, clown. Okay, let's listen to the first all morning.
Me and you.
All morning.
We're going to have a problem right here.
Here's the first bit.
Millions of dollars.
You paid millions of dollars?
Millions of dollars.
So yes. Not 750.
Millions of dollars. And you'll get to see it. And you'll get to
when?
See it. It was the tax laws
I don't want to pay tax. Before I came here, I was a private developer. I was a private business people. Like every other private person, unless they're stupid, they go through the laws, and that's what it is.
Raven, can you put that through the translator for me, please?
Love to. Fire up the machine for you.
Yeah. What is happening in this clip is that Trump is saying only stupid people want to pay taxes.
Right.
And if you're not smart enough to know the tax laws to avoid it, then you're also stupid.
Oh, but
I'm pretty sure that's what he was saying.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, yeah. Here's this remark from Joe Biden.
Medicine, my party is
and
me.
Socialist
right
healthcare.
Now, I am.
And
the
they're
going to
dominate
party.
You, Joe. You know that.
I am the Democratic Party right now. I, in fact, approved of. What I approved of.
Oh, wow. I mean, that seems pretty bold.
You should
Anna.
Put it through the translator.
I will.
Okay. What was he saying?
King Kong ain't got nothing on me. King Kong ain't got nothing on me.
Well, that makes so much more sense.
Yeah, Denzel Washington training day. Clearly, that's what he was trying to say.
Yeah, President Trump said this.
I'm urging my supporters to go into the polls and watch very carefully. As you know, today there was a big problem. In Philadelphia, they went in to watch. They're called poll watchers, a very safe, very nice thing. They were thrown out. They weren't allowed to watch. You know why? Because bad things happen in Philadelphia. Bad things.
Oh, man.
Raven, can you put that through the translator for
me? Must have fell asleep during that one.
Yeah. I think what he's saying is that the Hamburglar always steals the hamburgers, and that's why.
Okay.
When you go to Philadelphia,
yeah,
people order cheesesteaks without cheese, and that's why bad things happen. I think that's what he said. I wasn't 100% sure, but I'm relatively certain that's what he was saying. Something about the Hamburglar.
I still don't understand what happened there. Okay, here we go. Here we go.
You agreed with Bernie Sanders on a plan.
Do you have any idea what this clown's doing?
They call it socialized medicine. I'm cutting drug prices. I'm going with favored nations, which no president has the courage to do because you're going against Big Pharma.
That's a long statement.
You better
there,
put that in the translator.
You got it.
What's he saying?
You hung out with Bernie Sanders. That guy's got terrible hair. I mean, it's even worse than my hair. What's going on here? And I'm from New York. If you want to go ahead and get some pharmaceuticals, I know people. I can call somebody.
Oh, well, that makes a lot more sense.
I mean, that was the part that I heard anyways.
Yeah. All right. One last one that I think we're going to have to translate together, Raven. Okay?
Okay. What do you got here? Yeah.
I'm not going to answer the question.
Why
because,
would you answer that
because
question?
The
you
question
a
is,
lot of
the
new
question
Supreme
is,
Court justice, radical
question,
left.
Will you shut
who is
up,
on,
man.
Listen, who is on your list, Joe?
That was really a productive segment, wasn't it?
All right, let's put that through a translator. All right, ready? Let's translate that.
I hate your
sometimes,
face. I'll just talk right over
I
your
like
face.
To eat bananas.
I would like to suck
bananas
you
are
in
delicious.
The mouth. You're
I love
a big
apples
dummy
and
face. And what
yeah.
are we doing? I'll just get. Do you want to fight?
Would you
I'll
shut
fight
up,
you
man?
Right now.
Old McDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O.
Now you're crazy stupid.
Okay. Yep. I think we got this covered. Right?
I mean, this has been constructive,
I
really.
I think so.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every weekday morning, a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Aaron and Lucy. Lucy, let's start with you. What's going on?
So we had an issue with our daughter. She's 12. She posted a video online where she was sort of making fun of one of her classmates. In this video, and it was kind of a mean, you know, a mean thing that a 12-year-old girl would do. And I think that our daughter is a really sweet girl, and that, you know, maybe this is a good opportunity to have a discussion with her and to communicate maybe like how she's feeling and why she did this. And I want to handle it that way. But my husband, he wants to be really aggressive and teach her a lesson by, you know, showing the video to the other parents. And he just has a much more stern approach. And I get it that it's technically bullying, but I don't think this is really like who she is. And this is the first time she's done something like this. So I think that we could take a softer approach.
Well, where's the video? I mean, did she post it to social media or whatever? Because, I mean, if she shared it, she already did it, right? I mean, then that's not really about intent. If somebody got their feelings hurt and they're aware of it, then it's already been done. I mean, there's no technically or untechnically bullying. I mean, if she did it, she posted it, where did it go? Where'd this video go?
I mean, it was online. I'm not really that familiar with all the different. Yeah.
Aaron, what's your idea about this? What do you want to do with this?
Yes, our daughter's super sweet, and she's hanging out with these girls. And something tells me this is something that group has already been doing. So I say, talk to these parents, let them know, take the phone away. Bullying is no joke. Why not come at this first offense really hard so she understands this is no joke and we're not going to put up with that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I see. I see 100% what you're saying.
Especially in today's climate.
All right. So, I mean, what it comes down to is, Lucy, maybe you're right. This was a first offense. She's a good girl. She's never done anything like this. And this is a time to have a conversation about why she did it, to make sure she doesn't do it again in the future, and kind of give her a stern warning. But they may see your side, Aaron, too. No, bullying is no joke. That's it. Phone comes away. There's going to be serious repercussions. And she's not going to make this mistake again, because she's never going to forget what you guys did when she did it the first time. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Great. Call or text, whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Makes me feel just icky in my tummy, I'll be honest with you. Aaron and Lucy have a 12-year-old daughter.
It's a very adult description.
Well,
icky in your tummy?
I'm a mom to an 11-year-old and a 2-year-old. To me,
it's
that's
unpleasant.
Yeah.
It's unpleasant.
It does. It makes me feel sick. And their 12-year-old daughter, they found out through going through her social media that she had posted a bullying post about another girl in her class. Now, they both obviously agree that this is unacceptable, but Aaron says, take away the phone. We're going to reach out to all these other parents that are involved, and we're going to make this a big, big deal. Lucy says, hold on. This is her first time doing it. She doesn't agree, and she has a different tack.
Well, she wants to just have a conversation with her daughter. Doesn't think they need to remove the phone, but just kind of find out, oh, why is it that you're doing this, and where did it come from? You know, the big thing is that there is a wake of destruction that comes when a kid does something like this. It doesn't just concern your child. It's not only the child that she talked about. It's the child in their group and in their circles. Everybody is affected to some degree.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court, Anna and Raven.
Oh, I'm on the husband's side, ultimately. However, I do believe that you can also be supportive of the daughter with what the mother is saying about her kindness and saying that's just not how we are. But ultimately, landing on the father's side, for sure, come down hard and clear on what is expected and what is okay.
What a terrible position for parents to be in. Obviously, you never want to be the kid, your child, to be bullied. But to find out that your kid is the bully, that is my worst nightmare.
They're both despicable, really, at that point. I mean, they're both going to make you feel helpless.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court, Anna and Raven. Aaron and Lucy have a 12-year-old daughter, and by going through her social media post, she saw that she bullied another classmate.
Her dad, Aaron, wants to come down hard and ground her, take her phone back, and contact the other parents of the kids that she's been hanging out with to make sure this doesn't happen again.
Lucy says it's a first offense. They got to find out why she did this and you know, kind of give her a pass because it was her first time. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
I'm on his side. This is not a joke. Like, yeah, it's harmful, and if you're a kid and you have a different view, but you need to nip it in the bud now before it gets a lot worse.
Agreed.
Yeah, I mean, no one is going to disagree that bullying is serious and needs to be handled. But if it's a first offense, is it really worth it to get all the parents involved, take away the phone? I would be curious, if your daughter doesn't do this, why? Why did she do something like this?
Yeah, but what you're talking about is half measures. What you're looking for is excuses to justify why it is that she made this bad decision. And instead, somebody else has got to live with the fact that she posted this video. It's out there. You can't unring a bell.
Right. It's awful.
Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi, good morning. I'm on Aaron's side. I think you need to send a strong message. I'm not sure you need to involve the other parents, but I would handle it with my own daughter, and I would be very firm and direct, and she needs to know that it's never tolerated.
The only thing that I would say about that is that they already, you heard it in their language where they're like, well, she's hanging out with this group of girls, and I think they may have done it before. I think it's the perfect time to talk to the other parents. Gauge whether or not you want your daughter hanging out with these other kids by how their parents react too. If the parents are like, oh, whatever, then you know that that's where they're kind of getting it from.
Then the parents are bullies too.
That's right.
That's what happens.
And then we should go give them wedgies.
Right. Well, okay. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I am on the husband's side. 100%, this epidemic of bullying has gone too far. We have far too many young teenagers and children committing suicide, unable to cope in their environment, unable to go to school and feel safe. Absolutely, first offense, go down on the punishment.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Aaron, our audience agreed with you. There's no three strikes you're out when it comes to bullying. She made fun of another classmate online, and she has to learn the hard way that that's never acceptable, and there's no second chances. People agreed with you. Taking away her phone and teaching her the hard way is the right way to do it.
Awesome. I mean, the thing is, like, it's tough love, but there's love in it.
Yeah. Lucy, you okay with that?
I mean, yeah, I think it's pretty harsh, but I understand. I understand, and I'm on board. So
I think that there's no way that you can win if it repeats itself. If you went softer and it repeated yourself, then you really find yourself in a position where we didn't do enough, right? And if you don't do enough that first time, then maybe they just don't learn that lesson. This way, you know. And then you can look back on it later on down the line and say, you know what? We were pretty harsh on that, but she never did it again. And you'll know that you did the right thing.
Yeah, if you got a problem too, send an email. couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Corrine.
Corrine, you are up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Hi, Raven. Can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Corrine.
All right, Corrine, we got $500 on the line for you right now. If you know your pop culture trivia and you can take Raven down, it's going to be all yours. He's out in the hallway. He can't hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. I give you 3 seconds. I'll bring him back in. I'm going to ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you beat him, all that cash is yours. You ready to play?
I am.
Number one, the New York Post is saying Sharon Osbourne and Cheryl Underwood got Marie Osmond fired from The Talk after one season. What diet company does Marie Osmond endorse?
Nutrisystem.
Number two, Google Trends has determined that the top 3 states obsessed with pumpkin spice are Maine, Utah, and Montana. What's the capital of Maine?
I don't know.
Number 3, The Weakest Link was back last night on NBC. What Glee star is the new host?
I don't know.
That's all right, Corrine. Do the best you can. Number 4, Joe Biden told Donald Trump to shut up, man, during last night's debate. What band sang Shut Up and Dance With Me?
What band sang it?
Yeah.
The Moon. Walk Over the Moon.
And number 5, Zendaya is in talks to play Ronnie Spector. What Disney show does Zendaya play a black belt technology whiz that learns that her parents are spies?
I don't know. The spy. I don't know. All right,
Corrine. I mean, they were tricky, I'll give you that. I made them kind of hard today.
All right, how'd you do?
Corrine got 1 out of 5.
Oh, that's not too good, Corrine. Let's see how I do.
Number 1, New York Post is saying Sharon Osbourne and Cheryl Underwood got Marie Osmond fired from The Talk after one season.
Heard that.
What diet company does Marie Osmond endorse?
Nutrisystem, isn't it?
Yes, it is Nutrisystem. I tried Nutrisystem one time, failed at that.
Yes. Yeah, I tried it too.
Yeah.
It was when I got divorced. I got a box full of $400 in the mail. I was like, wait a minute, you're going to send me everything? This is before Blue Apron, of course.
Right.
Figured that was going to be a plan. I made 3 meals at once, never ate it again.
Right. Yeah, not that great.
Didn't lose the weight.
Google Trends has determined that the top 3 states obsessed with pumpkin spice are Maine, Utah, and Montana. What's the capital of Maine?
It's Augusta, isn't it?
Yeah, Augusta's correct. Number 3, I thought you were going to say Portland. The Weakest Link was back last night on NBC. What Glee star is the new host?
Jane Lynch, right?
Yes, correct.
Love her. She's great at the game shows.
Number 4, Joe Biden told Donald Trump to shut up, man, during last night's debate.
Yes.
What band sang Shut Up and Dance With Me?
Walk the Moon. Look at me go. Here we go. Can I go 5 for 5?
It would have been a lot funnier if Joe Biden said Shut Up and Dance With Me last night.
I think if either of those guys go to dance, they're probably going to bust a hip.
Number 5, Zendaya is in talks to play Ronnie Spector. What Disney show did she play a black belt technology whiz that learns that her parents are spies?
Shake It Up.
No, KC Undercover.
All right. Well, I knew it had to be like 3 or 4. I keep hearing her name. Everybody's talking about Euphoria. I have not watched it. I hear it's insane.
I'm sorry, Corrine. He beat you 4-1 this morning. That does get you your own Ann on Raven t-shirt.
Yay. It's Corrine, and I failed miserably at beating Raven.
Enjoy that shirt, girl.
All right. You tried. That's all we can ask.
Better luck next time.
We're going to put another $100 in the pot. Tomorrow morning, $600, and I'll give you the cheat sheet, the first 2 answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions. First one's at noon, second's at 5:30.